Blog Talk Radio.
Can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
This is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. And for everybody on Facebook and the people on Instagram, but on Blog Talk where you can't see how I am dressed. I am dressed. If I have to go out to get something essential, I have my mask on. I have my gloves on. So I want you to let you know that we want to promote that because we're trying to save lives. And tonight we're going to talk about how to deal with things that's going on that might be mentally causing a challenge for you, talking about emotional things. We want to talk about your well-being during COVID-19, and that's what it's all about. We love you, and we want to see you around for a long time, but we have to be very serious about this situation. No matter what we think is going on, but we have to keep in mind that we have to save lives. Not only you think about, it was something I heard this morning, I was listening to the Governor Cuomo as well as his brother. They was talking, having an interview, and he was talking about why do you want to stay safe? Why do you want to isolate? Why do you want to stay in? Why do you want to not just opened this state up. And first the brother Chris said, for my mother. Then in return, after he's interviewing his brother, the governor come on, he said, for my mother. They got the same mother. We have to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And don't be in a hurry to do things like we're in a rush to do. Yes, we're tired of being at home, but there are some coping skills that we're going to share with you tonight to allow you the opportunity to be successful. Now, I'm going to take off my mask so I can talk to you a little bit more and a little clearer right now. And it's all about making sure we are emotionally and mentally well-being, talking about health. We're talking about health during COVID-19. And I want you to keep in mind, now the call-in number for our show tonight is 347-857-4192. If you want to share your thoughts, you want to share your information, your expertise, press 1, and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to just slowly tell us what you have on your mind, because we want you to chat with us, chat with the special guest expert I have with us tonight. This is not our first time on the show. We're so happy to have her back again. However, I'm not going to introduce you her quite yet, but I'm still trying to make sure we do some of that house cleaning. And the web link to check out the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you just want to hear the show. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then on Instagram, it's just simply Coach Lorenza D. Smith 15. Check us out, and we're going to have an exciting time tonight. Also, you can check it. We have this show being on Twitter, and that's at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Dr. Low Show, number one, then at Dr. Lorenza Smith, the number one. So we're really excited to have this opportunity. Let's keep in mind, this is what we're going to say, Thankful Tuesday. You know, I always try to add a name. So this is thankful because we're thankful to be able to see another day. We're being blessed because COVID-19 is nothing to play with. And a lot of us think it's time to get back in the norm. It is not time to get back in the norm. We don't even have enough information to understand what we're dealing with in reform of this virus. So you're dealing with it. I know you don't want to be in quarantine. I know you don't want to be ISO, but you know what? It's for not only for you. Think about those, your family members. Think about your parents or your grandparents, those individuals who fall in the high risk group. Think about those individuals. If you're in a hurry to get out and you're hurry to get back to work, you're hurry to do it, think about you go out and not knowing there's a carrier out there that you may come in contact with, even if you're 6 feet away from them, you come in contact and you take it back home to your family. Well, how do you feel that? How would you feel about that? That's nothing nice to think about. So let's give us some time to make sure this works. But we're going to share these coping skills. We're going to share how you can manage and working with your mental health and your emotional well-being. We're going to talk about it tonight. All right, without further ado, I want to introduce my special expert guest tonight. I'm kind of clearing my throat right now because I know I like to give everybody a raving introduction. And she's been on the show before, so you know I'm going to come hard and come at it and bring it so you can – it'll be exciting so you know who you're talking to. This young lady originally is out of Ohio. She came and moved down south. As far as south you can get, Boca Raton, close. Now, you can't get to Key West, but that's as close to it as you can get. That's down close to Miami and down below Fort Lauderdale, because a lot of people in there may not be aware, or throughout the country not aware. And she moved here to make a difference. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She has several other things she do, but, you know, we're not going to kind of she can include all those other things when she begin to talk, but we got a agenda full of things that we're going to talk about in regards to this topic. And I'm so glad to have her because the wisdom that she's going to share with us, the wisdom she shared with us during the holidays, just allowed me to move forward through some challenging time as well. Without further ado, let me introduce and present none other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Smith. How are you?
I am fine. I tell you, I'm isolating. I am quarantined and only out for essential things. I'm not in a hurry to go back to work. Well, I'm retired anyway, so the work I was doing was on a part-time basis anyway, so I'm not in a hurry because I want to stay around here for another 100 years if possible. I know that's not possible, but you never know. But I'm going to leave it to tomorrow. And I want to make it to tomorrow. So I want to be, but besides that, I want to be isolated so I can protect the health of my family. That's my biggest concern. So I have an elderly dad. He's 86 years old. He's in a nursing home that has several cases of COVID-19. We can't even get a chance to see him, Lisa. But you know the point about that. We want to make sure we can take care of everybody else so when the time is available to go, we all can go there and not be go short of someone. That's what it's all about. So we're going to talk about emotional and mental well-being during COVID-19. And before we move any farther, I'm going to ask Lisa if she want to take an opportunity to share some things about herself, even though you've been on the show, but this could be a new group of listeners and watchers. So I want to make sure you take that opportunity. Those individuals who's watching tonight and listening tonight, Lisa can share some things about herself. You have that opportunity, Lisa.
Well, as you stated, I'm originally from Ohio, from Cleveland. I began my social work career in 1994. I worked for the state for about 6 years. I investigated abuse and neglect. And then for about 3 years, I worked with high-risk children in foster care. I did some adoption work. And then I moved to Florida in 2003. And I worked for different agencies providing therapy services to different children and families, both in Broward County and Palm Beach County. Currently now for the past 6 years, I've had a private practice, which is in Boca Raton. And I also have a children's yoga program that we teach in both counties also, both in Broward and Palm Beach.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, Lisa, you know, I know that introduction about you gained last time, but for those individuals that's checking us out for the first time, we'll really be able to feel what you're doing, and you're making a difference with the service, even though it's your profession. It's a service being provided to individuals who need help, through whether they're from the ages of 6, 7, 8, I'm going to say, younger, all the way to our elderly people.
Yep.
So that's what it's all about. So that's what we're talking about, mental health and emotional well-being during COVID-19. This pandemic has created something that we have never experienced, and we pray that we won't ever experience it again. However, it's here now, and we want to talk about some things that we're dealing with. As we know, by being ISO in quarantine, that means we're taken from our regular activities. We're not able to do the things. So the things and the fear that we have from it, because we don't, it's uncertainty. It's creating stress and anxiety, and it's become overwhelming for a lot of people. Can you kind of share your thoughts in regards to that, why this during COVID-19 stress is at a high level, anxiety is at its highest level as well?
Well, I think part of what's going on, one, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I think people are getting a lot of mixed information, and they're not sure what to think or what to believe, I guess we say. Lives have changed. You've got parents maybe working at home now, parents trying to teach their kids virtually. That's a huge stress. You have some people lost their jobs, some people not knowing if they can go back to their jobs. You know, am I going to get my stimulus money? How am I going to pay my rent? Just to name a few things. So people's emotions are running very, very high. I know for myself, I'm treating anxiety and a lot of depression too. And because when people don't know and they're we're thinking ahead, like what's going to happen or how am I going to pay my bills or, you know, what's to come next. And that's increasing a lot of anxiety. And I think another thing, and I really want to stress on this, there's no solution or plan. You know, they're saying, well, we're going to open things up. And what does that mean exactly for people? I think that's a huge stress. How are you going to get people back out? Is it safe to go back out? What types of measures are going to be taken? You know, if you're going to reopen the restaurants, for example, how many people are going to be allowed in, right? Is it going to be 10 people, 20 people? You know, and I think things like this, if you're planning on, I think Georgia opened. Am I right, Dr. Smith? Did Georgia say they were reopening the state?
Yeah. South Carolina, Tennessee, Alaska, those four.
And you know, something I want to say to everybody, guys, if you're not comfortable going out, you don't go out. I mean, I've been quarantined since March 13th. That's the last day we taught in the schools, you know, that was it. I think it was March 13th, but I've been wearing a mask for weeks. And in Boca, I don't think it's mandated here, but because, you know, we don't know, you wear your mask, you follow directions. The CDC says, and you follow what you feel. And I think things like that are increasing a lot of anxiety, because I know here in Florida, one county is doing one thing and another is doing another. And I think this increases, you know, anxiety, confusion. Wear a mask.
Exactly.
We all know it's a highly contagious virus. We go one day at a time. You know, I'm going to go out. I put my gloves on. I put my mask on. Dispose of these things properly. But I think because it's a lot of, like I said, mixed messages, it's really stirring the pot for a lot of people. And you have to think too, Dr. Smith, a lot of people suffer from anxiety or depression, or maybe they recently lost their job. Like, we don't know people's personal, maybe they got divorced, maybe they're already having marital problems. Like, we don't know. And I think all of this combined, and one other thing, you've got people trapped in a house together. You know, some people are in confined quarters, and it's hard to have like an out, you know. It's hard to be, you know, people aren't used to being around each other all day. You know, maybe dads are out at work or the moms are out at work, and now everybody's in the house together with the kids, and there we go, right?
Yes, and Lisa, I'm glad you brought that point up, because we're talking about even before this come about, we had people dealing with stress and anxiety, dealing with a lot of things financially, personally, and we were struggling at that time. And we had a show, we talk about, don't be afraid to seek some help. Go out and at that time, then you had. Okay. And hopefully, okay, we back up. I don't know whether, Lisa, are you back on?
I'm back.
We have those internet problems, and we just dropped the call. I had to reboot back up. I had to do everything quick within a few minutes.
You know what? Dr. Smith, we can use this as an example of
something not going right?
Things not going the way they planned, right?
I'm glad she said that, because this I'm sort of getting used to it and responding. Sometimes I have all of my mechanism on internet. Sometimes one of them may go out, and sometimes it'll be the major one, like Blog Talk Radio, when I have a guest on. So I have to go into this mood, and I was explaining to everybody while I was doing this on Facebook that I'm working trying to get it back up, but it's up and running back again, and we do pray that it does not go out again. Sometime it may go out one or two, depending on how the weather is a lot of time. But as Lisa was saying, for those individuals who was listening, we want to kind of recap, if she allowed me this opportunity. She just said we're already going through stressful situations even before COVID-19. Sometimes we're having stressful situations in the home. We're having stressful situations, you know, on our job. You know, we're trying to wonder how we're going to pay this bill. We're going to wonder whether they are foreclosing our home. All of this was going on, in a sense, with some homes before Christmas. Now, and after Christmas, in March, we have COVID-19. And now you add into the stress. I know there's bills and this stimulus check that came out. People lost a job, unemployment, and all of these challenges and everything. So if we're already dealing with a stressful situation, she also brought up a very important point. And that important point was that sometimes people are not used to be around each other. They're not used to be, because think about it. We go to work, and most of the time, if you depend on where you are, if you're on the central, you may Central Standard Time, you may start to work at 8 o'clock and you off at 5. Then, or you might be out on the East Coast and you might start work at 9, in some cases 10, it might be that it's 6 or even 5 or 6. You're there, and then you come home and deal with your children, but now you have to be in the house with your children. It's a telltale you're dealing with now. And some people are frustrated. They can't do it. They have to get out. They have to get back to work. And another thing, you have a lot of owners of business. We know they're suffering. But I always say, I don't want to put that ahead of lies. I understand that they, you know, we're out protesting. Let's get back to work. I don't care what kind of so-called social distancing you have. As they say, a person who's a carrier who may have it inside and may not show signs, sneeze or either whatever, release that from them, it travels enough to affect over 400 and some people. So how are you going to deal with this when you open up a restaurant? How are you going to feel comfortable about going to that restaurant? Because I already have my mind. We had a show on the other day talking about a new norm. We used to doing a lot of things, openly doing, having excitement, right, just enjoying ourselves. But you know what? I'm not interested. I said, you know, this place I used to go and try to enjoy, place I used to go and try to, I'm not going to those places. It already starts stressing out places I'm not going until I can have a clear understanding and everybody else in this country can have a clear understanding. Because we're getting so many messages out of people.
Yeah.
One people saying this, somebody else saying this, somebody saying this. They said we're going to go on, stay home. Everybody put on a mask, put on gloves. I've been doing that. I started the show off, Lisa. I had my mask on and I had my gloves on. I took them off now.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm in a safe setting. I'm in the studio. So I'm in a safe setting. So
right.
I'm like, man, but I go out for essential things and I see people with children don't have a mask on. They don't have a mask on and their children. Then I have seen parents with masks and their children don't have a mask on. Are we not believing? And that's one of my questions. Are we just doubting how serious this is? I know it started off everybody wasn't serious, but it's time out to be thinking it's not serious because people are dying around us. People, and I just know three or four people myself that I know have recently passed. Even some of my fraternity brothers I know has passed in the last month, up to about 12 or 13 all over the country. So are we going to take this serious, or are we going to continue to think it's a joke and we're going to continue to go out without a mask, or are we going to continue to go out with gloves? You know, what's your thoughts on that, Lisa? What is the mindset? Is we just so stressful? We just tired of being tied down because we're so used to going? What's your thoughts on that?
I think that is part of the problem. And I think, you know, you've got some people saying this is a hoax, which we know that this is not a hoax. And I personally try to avoid watching the news. I have medical professionals that are my friends that I talk to about this. And this is my understanding. It is a highly contagious virus. We know viruses don't have cures, right? They don't.
Right.
They know some things about it, and then some things, you know, maybe they're not sure. You've got some people saying you need to be 6 feet away or 10 feet away. There's a lot of mixed information going on. So I think maybe that could be why people are doubting this or thinking it's a hoax. We know it's not. We know people have passed away from this. We know some people have gotten very sick from this virus. And I mentioned before to you, I mentioned at the beginning, I said, you know, despite whatever it is that your state or your city is doing, you take your own precautions. You quarantine yourself. You put the masks on. You put the gloves on. Because I don't think they, you know, they're gathering information. And day by day, something new comes up, right, Dr. Smith? Day by day, right. Something new is coming up.
Yeah.
And I know my one friend who's a nurse, she said to me, you know, it is highly contagious. It stays on certain surfaces longer. You know, wipe your shoes, spray your shoes. Don't wear your shoes in the house. Wash your hands and make sure you have a mask on. And as you were saying, there's kids without masks. The kids should have masks on. And,
yeah.
You know, we need to take this serious. And I get it. People want to be out. We all want to be out. But we need to do it when it's the right time and to make sure that things are better under control and that there's a better handle on it. I mean, look at what's happened in New York. You know, look at what's happened in certain states. Or if we're off quarantine too soon, then what, guys? You know, I know it's hard being in the house. I can, you know, and I'm hearing it from, you know, my phone is open 24/7. You know, I encourage people reach out, you know, if you are feeling that stress, you are feeling anxious, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're being trapped in the house. Like, I understand it, but it's also, you're right in what you're saying. We could be a carrier and not know it. And we could infect a bunch of people. And that's something, you know, my parents, they're in their 70s. You know, I worry about them. You know, I you worry about your family, you know, and my relatives up north, same thing. You know, there a lot of them are older, have compromised immune systems. We do know people with compromised immune systems. So I think people should try to keep in mind, yes, it stinks. You know, some people can't work. They are fearful. Mm-hmm. They might not have a savings account. Maybe the stimulus check didn't come, the unemployment, you know, everything happened so quickly. And then everything got inundated too, the computer systems or filing things. And I think people just want to get back out there. But as I stated before, they need to make a plan, whoever they is. Is it the governors? Is it the president? Is it Republic? Everybody needs to work together. And I don't really see that happening. That's very sad to me because it's not being good role models for us. And we need them to show us we're a team. Doesn't matter what your belief, your religion, your color, your sex, we're going to work together on this and come up with solutions. And like I said, I think that's a huge thing. Think about this too, Dr. Smith. People have been confined. You know, people, when they're going to start to go out, their anxiety is going to escalate. Yeah. You know, we don't know what types of reactions, and I keep stressing to people, and my people are good. All my people keep up with their appointments. I've gotten new clients during this time. Please, please make sure you have somebody that's licensed, that's credentialed, that is a support for you now and after, because I think that's going to be huge. What's going to happen after. And then you're right. People are out there protesting and there's all sorts of different things going on. That's creating even more stress for people.
Exactly.
And two things I say to people is, and this also, monitor how much news you're watching. Monitor how much social media that you're on, because I think those are two huge problems. For people also, there's a lot of, we stated, misinformation going on. So
exactly. And I think that's where our fear comes from, because we may be watching, and I watch the news all the time. A friend of mine that we was talking, they was talking about, I'm stopped watching the news. He said, because you're getting something different, and it seemed like whatever news outlet, they put out what they want to put out. And then there's a lot of politics begin to play. We got to understand we're in this together. Lisa just said it doesn't matter by how old you are, how young you are, how, you know, what color you are, what religious belief you have, what political party you're. We got to pull together and get this mind set out that just because a particular person may say something, and then, they may not be right, because we don't know. We are uncharted waters here. That's what people got to remember. Uncharted waters. So if you hear something from a health official, and they're the top health official, they probably close to understanding it better than other people. And like Lisa said, if you have friends that are keeping up and researching, because this is a research base, because one thing about a virus, and Lisa, you said that viruses don't have cures. We got to understand that now. On top of that, a virus is in the air. And we have to understand that. And see, that's one of the things, you know, we always said that to destroy a country, I'm not talking about just saying something. It's just gas is one of the things. You can't see gas. You know, they use gas.
Yeah,
back.
You're right.
And a virus is another thing. And we have to be open to allowing ourselves to adjust. We can't adjust in 30 days, people. We don't have enough knowledge about this. We have to make sure we put on our masks. Like I said, I started this show off with my mask, my gloves on. Somebody might have been laughing and thought, but I don't think it's funny when I go outside that door. I was even told, you went out, and if it's essential, I have to go out. I put my mask on, and I go, and I be sitting in the car to my people look crazy riding in with it. I said, okay, but I'm trying to live. I want you to make a choice whether you want to live or be on the other side. It's your choice.
Right.
This is what it comes down to. COVID-19 is making a choice whether I want to live or I want to die. That's what it's all about.
Right.
And whether you want to now infect your family members, because it's a family here in Alabama, I think about six of them, family members have it, and three of them already, six of them in the hospital, three of them already passed. A family, you losing, that's three person, they just lost right now is from COVID-19. So it means a carrier somewhere was in their presence, and they started spreading them on their family. And we have to be very, and I know how emotional, because we're talking about emotional and mental health and mental well-being during this time. That is a challenge for us. It brings about anxiety. It brings about fear. But we can handle the fear if we do what we're supposed to. I have another thing, Lisa, I'm going to share this with you. And I always say this, and people, you know, the people I've talked with recently, they get mad with me. I said the problem with us, the reason why we're not comfortable with what's going on, like isolation, quarantine, because we ain't used to nobody telling us what to do. We're a democratic society.
I was going to say that.
We do what we want. And I'm telling you, that is the mindset. That's the mindset.
We don't
want to
follow. Yeah, it is.
We don't want to tell. And we understand why we struggle in our society, because I always say, I have this thing about rules that we must follow. The rule says stay at home order. Stay at home unless you're out for essential things. And I'm saying, I was just looking at certain stores, and, you know, that's open. I said, really, did you do stores? I'm just going to use Lowe's and Home Depot. You really have something, got to have something out of that. I don't understand your toilet blow. You still got to get somebody to fix it. You see what I'm saying? Why are you, you buying plants? You do that's, to me, that those things, we talking about grocery. We talking about medicine. Essential. Getting your nails ain't essential. I'm sorry. I know you need it. You might need it. Getting your hands off, that's not essential. We're talking about living the less people we have out among us. Then the people we have that don't have a mask on, children out there don't have a mask, you have an opportunity. Then I had somebody to tell me, and Lisa, I'm going to let you jump in here. They're going to tell me, he said, well, the mask is, it is not from keeping you from getting corona. It's keep you from you sending corona out. I said, this don't make no sense. What are you talking about? So the hospital, when a nurse and a doctor in the hospital, they put their mask on for a reason. Or they put it on so they know, they don't want to put germs, but they don't want to catch the germs either, because it's airborne.
Yes,
when it's airborne. You have to have something to stop it. That's why they said put, if you don't have a mask, put a cloth round or put a handkerchief or whatever, something round, because you're trying to stop it from the direct, you breathing directly in. So it is for the purpose to keep you from, you know, contracting the virus that we don't have a cure for, people. That's what we need to share with our family members. We don't have a cure. I don't care how misinformation it is. Tell them the misinformation. This ain't mis right here. And I'm sharing. We don't have a cure. So if we don't have a cure, so is it wise to be pushing to have the beer, the economy back up? And you know what? We're going to have to go through this, and we hadn't been. You're talking about a month. You know, March the 13th now.
Right.
Now we just put April the 21st, and we're hollering about, we got to get back to work. No, you don't want to be at home. Then we have to be careful who out there talking about getting back to work. Those individuals may have business, and they want to get back to make that money they used to having come in and not have. Yes, I understand. We all are challenging. We all have challenging times. So what is the problem with just taking a step back? Let's get some more information to understand this. But do as we're told, but I just go back to it. In a democratic society, we don't like being told what to do, because we're so used to do. So this sometimes leads us to entitled. Some people think, I'm entitled to be out here. I mean, you can't tell me what to do. And then that makes it harder for our first responders. They can't respond to it because you're on the road. That was the purpose of it. But Lisa, you can share your thoughts, and we're going to move to something else.
You want to, I didn't, you broke up.
I say you can share your thoughts in regards to that. Hello? Are you still there,
Lisa?
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
You know what, Dr. Smith? I think there's too many people on the Zoom and on this and that. I've had some phone problems, and I don't know if you have too, but, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's perfect, right? Things happen,
right.
And I'm going to say this. One, people don't like to be told what to do, especially this generation we have now. Two, people don't like to follow rules. You know, you see people with First Amendment rights. Okay, we understand that, but we're trying to protect you. And I feel like we're disunited, and we should be united. We should be working together. And it is an unfortunate situation, and it's something like we've never experience, and this is what's in front of us, though. This is what we're dealing with right now.
Gotcha.
I keep telling everybody, because people say you're very calm, and I am very calm, because I avoid watching the news. I avoid negativity. I know that there's a problem, and I follow the directions. I engage in a lot of self-care. I encourage people, stay in the moment. Let's focus on what's going on today. And then when tomorrow comes, we deal with that. And I think people have a really hard time with that. You know, we are a me, me, me society. I want, I want, I want.
Yeah.
But right now, it can't be that way. And, you know, we need to be together. Even like I said, if the government doesn't want to work together, that's fine. We need to take it upon ourselves and work together.
Grassroots.
You know,
that's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it is, because you open, especially down here, one thing that got, I think, us into trouble was you had a lot of spring breakers down here. You had people coming in from New York. I think West Palm, maybe there were 14 flights a day coming in and out, and maybe Lauderdale, I'm not for sure, but 27 in and out of Lauderdale, maybe they weren't filled flights. And we had the cruise ships. And why, if you're coming down here, then you have to self-quarantine. And I guess we can't trust people to do that. And I think after right when the spring break started, that's when the cases increased here, to my understanding. So it's follow a rule.
Follow
or don't
rule.
Travel right now. Follow a rule.
And that's it. And that's what it's all about. We can't.
Yeah.
Take this opportunity, we put everybody else in risk. And we saw it because, you know, they posted all over the country where they were down on the beach and everything from a spring break. And it was like, wow, wait a minute, we got COVID-19. Come on now. And a lot of those individuals, even interviews, some of, well, I can't get a flight to go back to home. I don't know. I'm being quarantined down here. But the thing about it, I think
right.
you left and really didn't think it was going to be serious. You're going to still, ain't nobody going to tell
right.
me I can't take my spring break. This is the only time they have spring break. Well, what happened? With the situation, every school closed. So
yeah.
you got a lot of spring break now. And if you had,
if you
contracted this COVID-19, you got a much more difficult challenge ahead of you. Just to say we can go through it, and I think that's what it is. And this leads to our strong emotions about what we want to do. And we want to talk about, you know, in mental health and well-being, what type of strong emotions can be caused in our adults and children. I'm going to get that to that. We're kind of tied on it right now, but discussing the type of strong emotions can be caused in adults and children because of what's going on with COVID-19. What kind of, and I'm going to start this out, Lisa, if you don't mind, it could be mm-hmm. just to believe that can't nobody tell me what to do. You can't tell me to stay in. I just can't
yeah.
do it. That's an emotion.
Passive-aggressive.
You know, passive aggressive. You know, here we are.
Yep.
Now we say, man, ain't nobody telling me what to do. And so we act that out and we show that. Okay, you can share your thoughts on that, Lisa.
Think anger, aggression,
yes.
sadness.
Yes.
You, like we're saying, passive aggressive behavior, depression, anxiety. And then I look at people, like I stated, that already had mental health, but some people maybe having like breakdowns, like, you know, a manic episode or a psychotic break, or you've got people self-harm. I mean, domestic violence, you know, all of these things are leading into these other things, the anger, uncertainty, confusion, all of these emotions, you know, sadness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all bundled mm-hmm. up, and then it leads to, I always say, thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to behaviors and
mm-hmm.
or reactions. You have to be in control of your reactions. Those thoughts are there. We know they're there. We're thinking things. We're feeling things. We know we've got between 50 and 60,000 thoughts a day in our heads. But how do
yep.
we calm that down, and how do we calm our emotions down? Very important, because when you're reacting, and I say this about social media, I think people get upset. They jump on there, they post stuff, and it creates, they're fighting. I mean, I try to stay off of social media. I try not to read too much on there because I see people
mm-hmm.
fighting, and don't fight. Just respect the person's opinion or whatever it is and move on. You know, things like that are triggers. And it incites the mood issues more. It incites the anger.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of swearing and going back and forth on social media. And guys, this is, you know, let's try to, you're entitled to your opinion and your feelings, but we need to get it under control better. You know, being
yeah.
overreactive or reactive can lead to, you know, a lot more problems for people.
Exactly, and that's another thing. We're talking about the reaction to the crisis of COVID-19.
Yeah.
He mentioned all of the things. Some people, if you're frustrated and you're angry and you can't lash out on somebody in person because everybody's basically
yeah.
iso, you're going to start
yes.
using social media. You're going to
yeah.
use it where you're going to come out and probably say some things that you normally wouldn't say. So we always
yeah.
tell people to be very careful about when you may get to that point that you want to express yourself or overly express yourself
yeah.
on social media.
Yep.
Because just remember, it's not going to disappear. It's going to be
it's
there.
It's not. No.
And you probably remember later on if somebody bring it back up, you know, this is what, oh, I ain't do, but here it is. We was going through a tough time. We all are going through a tough time. But
yeah,
we all are. You know, our reaction ought to be, and our emotions are taking a step back. Let's take a step back and just calm down. We're so in an uproar because we fear. It's all about fear now. I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to have this. And I want to see this happen. So I'm rushing, talking about let's get back to work. I'm rushing. Let's open up the business. You know, in Atlanta, they just open up everything just about, all except a few things. But I have a problem if you're going to run to Atlanta and then come back to, which is for us is an hour and a half. So, you know, people can drive with them. And you come back here, and you don't know whether you've been exposed to somebody or not. And I know people are going to say, well, you don't know right here. You're supposed to be ISO. We got a stay home order in the state of Alabama. You have to stay home. So unless it's essential. And the thing about going to Atlanta is not essential. You guess because the beauty shop is open up in Atlanta, the barbershop open in Atlanta, that's not essential. Let's keep this real, people. This is nothing to play with. Either you want to live, and I don't want to be as hard as people say, or die, because these are two choices you have now. There's no in-between. You know what I'm saying? Because if you encounter this, don't even know you encounter, I got to get my hair fixed. I got to get my in Atlanta. They do it in Atlanta, so I'm going to drive to. I heard some people say that all that. Oh, they ain't open the bars and some restaurant, but they open up all that. I got to get my hair fixed. How are you going to practice? And it's hard for me to understand. I don't know a whole lot of, but I know a barbershop. But in a beauty shop, when you got chairs next to each other.
And nail places.
You know, because if they open them up, everybody going to run back to them. So that means they're going to have lines. So they're going to be having everybody stand 6 feet outside the door? Are you going to have them 6 feet inside? These are the kind of things we need to hold it up. Let's back it up. You know, that's just like I noticed in Jacksonville, Florida, the beaches they show where the people want to get on the beach and walk, supposed to be able to jog, some supposed to be fishing. I saw several things they could do, but they couldn't sunbathe. But people were sitting there sunbathing.
Right.
I don't understand that. You can't give people a little bit at this time and expect them not to take advantage of it. If you're going to open the beaches up in Jacksonville, you might as well just open them up. Don't try to put stipulation that restriction people not go far. Best they do, close them then. You don't have to worry about the restriction. So sometimes it takes things to get out of hand for people to realize that. And that's where it costs. People going to get upset because if you tell them they can't do it, they're going to get upset. So here we got an anger emotion going on. We can
Very
feel like
much.
Somebody did
and
something to us. Yes, yes.
Well, you know, I've also told people kind of take this time to self-reflect, you know, see where you're at in your life. See what can you do during this time if you do have some free time? You know, do you want to make changes in your life? Do you want to make a career change? Do you want to, you know, I'm still working one of my jobs, but I'm also taking a course online. You know, I'm reading.
Okay.
I get up every day and walk. You know, take this time, guys, to just figure some different things out. Do you really need, like, if you really want to get your nails done, you can order stuff on Amazon or, you can do things like that. Your hair, is it really that big of a deal compared to your well-being and your health? Like, figure out what's important and what's not, you know, and maybe this will take people into a different space, I'm hoping, you know, to see what's important versus what's not important. I mean, we had holidays recently. We had to do a Zoom Seder with my family. It was nice, but it was just, you know, it was different, but we had to make do with it. I'm sure with Easter, people did the same thing. You know, we just have to adjust. We have to say, this is what's going on right now. This is what I need to do today and move on. You know, today, make a schedule, which could lead us into self-care. Make a schedule. Have a new schedule. Have a new routine.
Awesome.
Pick up new hobbies. Pick up new hobbies. Learn how to play an instrument. You know, learn how to dance. Do yoga. You know, I push yoga on everyone, Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Meditation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Journaling. Yeah. Rather than going on to social media and yelling on social media, There's a wonderful app on the iPhone. It's called Jour, J-O-U-R. It is a wonderful app, and it's a journal and gratitude app. It's really good. Go on there and vent. Exercise, take your walks. Try to make a little fitness area in your home or in your yard. If you can, go swimming. There's a lot of things that we can be doing right now, you know, that you could be doing in your home, in your neighborhood. Take this time. Yeah. Take this time. Maybe it's good for families that weren't spending time. We can look at the other side. I have a family I work with. They're actually eating dinner together every night. And dinner is such an important meal to have. I know people can't do it, but it's where everybody's talking and they put your phones aside, have a conversation, set new routines and rituals in the home. You know, figure some different things out, you know, to do right now. This could be a good time to do this. You don't need to run out and to buy a bunch of stuff right now, right? You can find things, you know, you can go on Amazon. That's why we have Amazon. You can order stuff, knitting. I know someone else told me they're knitting, paint by numbers, painting, art. Art is such a good way to channel your energies. Listening to music. Have a picnic outside, social distance. Maybe your neighbor's on one side and you're on the other side. You know, find, I have like... Wow. Close to 100, I have a list, Dr. Smith, I'll have to share it with you. Close to 100 things that you could be doing right now. You know, I'll email it to you. But there's so many things. Try some new things, right?
That's right.
Some people are even doing, they're watching movies on Zoom or, you know, get Netflix. Netflix is good. It's not that expensive. You can watch movies, comedies, watch funny things. You know, try to keep things lighter. In the house.
And what she, you know, she's just sharing some things that will help reduce stress. She's sharing some things how to cope with it. That's what it's all about, because all the things she said are very important, but one thing I just want to touch on, and maybe two of them, just like family time. We've been so busy. See, this is a chance to reflect on how busy we was when we were working those jobs, those two jobs, and sometimes three jobs, so we can meet what we need to meet. You're at home, and now you have an opportunity to sit down and have a dinner with your family every night, so you all can work on whatever, you know, you need to, first of all, communicate. That's number one. Because we don't communicate enough. Everybody have a TV in their room. Everybody have a computer in their room. When they get home, everybody have a cell phone. Everybody run to their room. If you get home after six and the children have already made them something to eat, you don't sit. The children need to have that kind of structure.
Yes.
That's family structure at this time. This is how you cope with stress. Because you sit there and you talk and communicate to people who you love. And if you want to do some other things, like I said, maybe, you know, if you wanted to write a book, this is the time to start writing a book. And I had someone call me the other day and ask me, did I do that? I said, well, first of all, you know, I have written several books. And my thing is, it was, at this time, is a great time. I said, get an app and put on your phone, and then you just record in your app what you want your book to be all about and put your thoughts in there and come back and transcribe that. That's what you do, because you have a chance to write that book. And well, I'd rather pay somebody, but you got time right now. Why you need to pay me?
No, you've got the time.
I'm not cheap. So don't expect. So I'd rather for you to use that money. We got challenging time, and you use it and record what you want to talk about in that book and what you want to share with people. That's the way. If you artistic, you like drawing, you like painting, this is how you reduce stress, because, you know, it allows you to be calm. This is what we got to keep in mind. These things, don't worry about because you're at home. I was talking to a friend of mine. They was talking about education and talking about some of the instructors talking about, man, we got to get back. We got to get back to school. Well, you're there, you don't want to be with the children sometimes. So why are you in a hurry to get back? Because we're not used to being at home by ourselves with our own families. And we have to be realistic. Listen, some people probably going to get mad. Some people, we finding out whether we like each other as a family.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Whether we like each other or not, whether we get along, whether we have common interests still, because I notice with families too, it's like the kids go to school, they do their homework, then they're up doing video games all night. I don't know how, and now that's another thing I wanted to mention. Parents, please, having your child be on social media or on a video game till 4 or 5 in the morning is so not healthy. It is so not good for their brains. It's overstimulation. It can create even more stress or anxiety. Please, like, take the phones at like 10 o'clock or whatever it is, put them aside. I mean, I find I'm on the phones more because we're Zooming and all these things, and I don't really like it that much. I have to take a break from it myself. It's too much. So please monitor what your kids are doing. I mean, you could, like I said, swimming, go out. A lot of kids are chalk drawing, or I saw this cool video my mom showed me. This kid made like a little obstacle course with chalk. It was really cool. You could be doing things like that with your children. Spend this time. Sit out in the shade, write letters to people. Coloring books are great for kids and adults, and adults doing kid activities is also fun too. I think the adults like to do, like, I know someone that got like one of those slip and slides or something. They were doing that with their kids. Find different things to do and be grateful. Like, find three things a day that you are grateful for, because we do have a lot of things despite what's going on. There's a lot of things that many of us do. We have to be grateful for right now.
You have a lot to be grateful, because if you're able to put your feet on the floor in the morning time,
and
get up and whether you walk around your house, how you walk out, but you're able to, because God is blessing you to get up. And we have to understand that and be grateful for that. Don't be in a hurry to just get back into the groove. We will, and Lisa, I'm going to just kind of put this out. I know our time is kind of is quick tonight, but I have a little extended time, so we're good. But individuals that are some strategies, what kind of, you mentioned some things in regards to what they can be doing, but self-care strategies to deal with mental and physical health. Self-care strategies. What are some self-care? How can we work with that? Because a lot of times, some people just don't understand. And you mentioned one when we say in self-care, make sure your children get enough sleep. Make sure you get enough sleep.
Yes. Make sure you get enough sleep. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're eating. Your nutrition is healthy. Movement.
Healthy.
Guys, movement and exercise. Please,
exactly.
It is so important. Your kids have recess at school. They're not at school. They're in virtual school. Have them go outside. Make sure your support system is good. Make sure that you have one or two friends, people that you can talk to that will listen to you. Try to keep like positive people that are going to help you decompress and de-escalate. If you don't have a mental health professional, like a therapist, like myself, please find one. It is so important to have that professional support. And I'm not talking because, Dr. Smith, some people are acting like they're therapists when they're not. I'm not talking about life coaches and fitness instructors, yoga instructors. We're dealing with some people that have serious mental health issues going on. So if you want to have your life coach or your personal trainer, have them as your support, as a friend. But please seek out professional help, because you're going to need that. Some people think that they can handle things. And it's, I always say it's okay to not be okay. We want to work towards being okay. So make sure you have And I have a couple phone numbers I can give out when we're done, but please just make sure self-care, even you can make a little spa in your home or take a bath or, you know, you can order things to like bath salts and things like that, but you have to take care of yourself. Journaling is very good. Journaling, processing your feelings, self-talk, huge in self-care. You know, this is temporary for right now. This is where we're at, but it's going to pass at some point. It's going to pass. Exactly. And yes, we have a lot of uncomfortable emotions, but it's, you know, we're going to be okay. You know, this will pass. You know, it's not going to last forever. Yeah, this shall pass. We just don't know when. So getting in the mindset of, I'm thinking, like, what's going to happen in 3 weeks from now? No, just stay centered and be in the moment. Be mindful. Practice mindfulness. Very important for self-care. Mindfulness. Be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of, you know, who you're talking with. You know, these things you can control. These things you have control over. You have control over yourself. You have control over what you let in your space right now. There's so many things you can look at in the positive with this. I tend to take a positive approach.
and these are some of the things that you're hearing from
my expert.
Your mindset, too. You know, mindset is so important. You know, have a state of mind. That state of mind is that I understand we're going through this, but I have to set up one thing that's going to help me, a routine. We have to prioritize what we're doing as well. I'm just going to add a couple of one thing I want to add with individuals because, you know, you're at home, you're comfortable, you're in your own place. Avoid, and I'm going to say this, tobacco, alcohol, and drugs.
Yes.
You know, we can go, you know, everything. Yeah, I know what store, what we call our ABC store, it is open. You have to go precautionally, but it's open. If you're going in there 3 and 4 times a week, buy liquor and coming home and disposing of it in your body, that's something you have to avoid. That's your physical health. You have to make sure.
Exactly.
Another thing is, and Lisa have shared these in a different form, you have to relax, reflect, and recharge. Just remember that.
Yep.
Relax, reflect, and recharge. All of that going to allow you to recharge. You got to make sure you have a regular routine. You know, some people say, well, you know, you may be sleeping long, you need to sleep. Well, maybe you need to get a little bit more rest. It's not
yeah, maybe you need it a little.
You need a little bit of rest. Go ahead, Alan.
Some people, they don't. Like, I mean, I work 7 days a week myself. So I run 3 different businesses. So like I said, I'm taking this time to, maybe I'm not getting up at 6 right now. If you can sleep in till 7, sleep in till 7. Those of you, you know, I think virtual school starts at different times, but take the extra time, you know, just take that extra time, lay in bed a couple more minutes and, you know, just keep your body rested because stress and anxiety is very draining. And I know when people have anxiety or panic attacks, it's draining.
I can imagine
the stress right now. So he's right. Take that extra time to sleep in a little bit. You can control that. There's a lot of things you do have control over.
And that's what we have to keep in mind. What things we can control, let's control. We can't control where this virus is going to go. We don't know where this virus is going to come. We don't know how it's going to be hitting. And we have a call on here, and normally it's 41. It's the last 4 number, and it's a caller. You are now live on the Dr. Lower Show, and with your question, the last 4 digits, 1111.
Yes, sir. Doctor. How are you today? This is Brother Mike.
Brother Mike, how you doing? This is Dr. Low Show. You want to share your thoughts about what we're doing emotionally and mentally with during this period of COVID-19? Yes.
Yes, indeed. It's very hard, you know, because people have kind of nowhere to go. Cinemas closed. Everything is closed. You have only can shop until you drop, or basically, or go take your medications from pharmacy. Two things you can do right now, or if you are not feeling well, everything in the world is the same way. You talk to your doctor by internet or by phone, and that's it. And then they give you the remedies or they give you things, and then you will take it from there. So, yes, it's very hard physically, emotionally, mentally, and financially stress. And, you know, all those going, not seeing relatives, for example, but you can do it Skype or FaceTime or any other means, Viber. V-I-B-E-R is a free and is very secure. Viber, people, they can download it and they can talk to their relatives that way too on the secure line, you know? So, I mean, there are many options for that. So right now we have to obey, and we stay home for humanity. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Mike, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was awesome to share some awesome, you know, some things you had to keep in mind. Everybody, you know, one of the things as he ended up his call was we got to be able to obey, you know, and think about humanity. And that's all we've been saying from the start of this show. And it's been shared in all forms. When they say stay home, stay home. That's, and obey stay home for humanity, because once you go out there, you may create a problem for yourself and your family members. And I think that's one of the things you have to make sure we keep in mind when we're dealing with COVID-19. It is all about us making sure we do what we're supposed to do so we can help save lives. Don't be afraid to say, we're going to help, especially our family members. Because as Lisa was sharing some things when she was talking, just a couple things as we get ready to close out, she mentioned about positive thoughts. Focus on positive thoughts when we're talking about things that we can do to strategize about being safe during COVID-19. We have to do, once we get in there, we have to have positive thoughts. We can't sit there and have negative thoughts. And as she said, the way some people are taking their negative thoughts out is on social media.
Yeah.
You have to kind of keep your mind positive and deal with positive things and leave alone these negative things. And we also have to keep in mind, as we're talking about our mental state, a state of mind, just remember, you know, use your moral compass and your spiritual life for support.
Yep.
Just keep that in mind. You know, your moral compass. Don't get caught up in things that you know you should be doing. That maybe immoral. Just keep that in mind. And you don't back away from your spiritual belief and how you serve your God. Serve in your capacity when you're serving God. Don't back away from that. Don't back away from that, because we need that right now. We have to keep that in mind. And just make sure you connect with your family. You know, that's the last thing I can say in regards to a strategy. Make connection with your family. Lisa mentioned about some things they were doing during the holiday, Easter. You know, they were Zoom. They're connected.
We Zoomed later, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of her family members.
It's different.
Specifically in Ohio. So, you know, you can't travel. You can't go to Zoom. And you can't put everybody on a three-way. It's not possible.
Nope.
So Zoom is a new way. Find out about Zoom, how you can communicate with your family. And I want to share this, and I'm going to let Lisa share some things as we close out. She mentioned in regards to some things she's going to send me about 100 things to do during COVID-19. That, you know, things that you can work on. She's going to share it and make sure I post it. But one of the most exciting, well, the most disheartening thing for me since March the 13th was that I used to feed my dad every day in the nursing home.
Wow.
I went there one day to feed him, and they stopped me at the door. And they told me, we can't come in. This way before it started coming out about you can't go to nursing home. And I was a little upset.
Right.
I wanted to see the director. He came, he said, you know, he talked with me and he shared, you know, this. But I know every day what my routine was at lunchtime. I knew that. But I had that kind of taken away because for the sake of my dad and in all the other patients up there. That's what I was saying, humanity. I was able to obey. I walked away because, you know, this happened right at 10 o'clock. My younger brother go in the morning time and feed him like at 7:38. He was able to go in. He didn't know it had happened, but they had tried to call the support person, which is my sister, and share that with her, and she just didn't get a chance because you're talking about 11:30 now. That, but let me get back to how Zoom technology means so much. I was looking at my phone, and it said connect IMO with Capitol Hill. That's where my dad is, Capitol Hill Rehab Center. And I just pressed on it, and it took me to somebody, and I started texting. And the person started texting back, and then they said, they told me there was a social worker up on the third floor, and they said, do you want to talk to your dad? Just keep in mind, I hadn't talked to him or seen him since 13. And this was last week.
Oh, wow.
And I was so nervous. So I'm telling you, connecting with your family means something because I'm telling you what I'm experiencing and also my siblings is experiencing. We want to be able to touch and hug him and talk with him and laugh, but we have to do it through the technology. But I was so thankful because I was sort of like, have kind of backed off and said, well, I don't want to go stand up at the woman, be waving and all that right there, because they were bringing him down. I said, I want to be able to talk to him. I want to be able to actually, even though we're doing it through technology now, I just want to be able to touch him and hug him. And this is my dad. Kiss on him. I don't care what to do. That's my dad. You know, that's what I wanted. But when she gave me a chance to do that through the IMO, a lot of stuff just completely dropped off me. Because, see, at that time when I talked to him, I know God got him. We don't have to be there every day because God got him. Lisa,
right.
You can share your thoughts at the end of this and share some information with everybody before we get ready to close.
And what I wanted to say, what you were just saying, what that social worker did was it was an act of kindness and being compassionate and you're in control of being kind. Like now is the time to do random acts of kindness or do things for other people or your neighbors. Like my neighbors needed masks, got them 2 masks. They're 80 and 77 years old. They didn't have any. It's, you know, I put it in their mailbox for them. It's just being kind. Focus on things like that, and you are in control of that. And most importantly, you're in control of yourself and your attitude. You can choose, you know, you can choose that. So it's important to keep some of these things in mind. And we're not saying don't have feelings or emotions, because you should. We're saying when you get these uncomfortable emotions, what you can do to cope with it, because of course you're going to have different emotions at different times of the day or night. It might come out of nowhere, but try to use some of the self-care tips. Try to implement, even if you are feeling okay, like we were saying, get in a daily routine, write down what your goal is for the day. I forgot to mention there's a free app that I use. It's called Runkeeper. You can track how far you're walking in a day or running. Yeah, find different things. You know, I'm learning new things to do, so I share them with my friends, my clients. It's important that you take care of yourself, your kids, your family, your friends, because friends are family too, right, Dr. Smith?
Yes.
Friends are
yes,
part of our family.
Yes, they are. They are very much so, and
yeah.
I do appreciate all the things I have. And, when you're considered to be a friend, you're a special person, and we want the best for everybody. And that's what we're talking about. We're trying to share how
right.
we're going to be able to cope and manage mental health and our emotional well-being during COVID-19. It is not time to blame anybody. We don't want to get
no.
to that point. What you have to do is be able to do as the caller said, Brother Mike said, obey for humanity. Obey for
right.
humanity. And that was so important to hear that, because it's telling us, and we know a lot of people just choosing not to do that because they can. And that's what we wanted to share tonight. We say emotional and mentally well-being during this COVID-19 is not a hoax. It is real.
No.
In New York, if you watch the news as they bringing out the deceased, the ones that transitioned, and put them in freezer trucks. Freezer trucks, people. In the bed of freezer trucks.
And
Okay, go ahead, Elise.
One other thing. Think about our first responders, too, guys. Nurses, doctors, police, therapists. Think about especially the nurses and the doctors in the hospitals and some of the things that they're seeing. I think it's beautiful when I see kids or neighbors. Like I saw one story where there was a nurse and she was going to her car and the whole neighborhood came out. They were honking their horns and holding up signs. Think about doing nice things like that, or saying thank you, making thank you notes, or I like the using the chalk, you know, and someone, if you know your neighbor's a nurse, hey, go make a big heart on the driveway or do something, because it means so much. It means these people are also putting their lives at a huge risk, and they're working without masks or the same masks. And I think putting things into perspective, let's think about what they're going through too. You know, they can't even be around their families, some of them. You know, they're quarantined away from their families and their children, and I can't imagine what that's like.
Exactly.
So.
And what I'm doing right now, Lisa, I'm putting on my mask and my gloves. Let everybody know, you wear your mask and the gloves as we close this show out. We have several people, and I'm going to give you the last word, Lisa. We went over a little bit tonight because we wanted to make sure we share our thoughts in here about this, and we'll probably have a part two to it somewhere down the
line. Yeah, we will. I think we will.
We're going to need a part two and maybe three or four, but we have quite a few people that was online that was listening, watching.
Yeah.
We also have some that's actually on Blob Talk Radio, and I see their numbers look familiar, and I want to make sure I give them a shout-out. And I know probably one of our co-hosts on our Monday night show, I see she's on there, but we're at the end, and I'm going to give her a chance to say something to us, and I know, you know, I know why we kind of got kind of caught up in looking at our time, making sure we get our time straight and everything. But let me allow her to do this before I give a shout out to all those individuals that's on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Then I'm gonna allow Lisa to close it out with her thoughts and all her information. She's gonna share some things that I am gonna post on Facebook, so we'll make sure we can connect and be able to communicate with her as well. Okay, I'm going to give this young lady an opportunity. She's here, and I see your number on here, and this is none other than our co-host on our Monday night show from Greenville, South Carolina, Scarlett Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. Enjoyed listening. I was a little late getting in because I was on another call, but so good to be on, and great information. Again, you know, that's what we try to provide on these shows, and just so glad just to drop in tonight and just to listen. Let me just say this in terms of my emotional and how I'm getting through the anxiety and working with my own anxiety of all of this. And being in the house, you know, just almost 24/7, like the rest of us are doing and following CDC guidelines, I'm making it an adventure every day. I'm trying to find something creative to cook or do. And I'm not a real good, well, let me put this like this. I don't care for cooking. I don't like to cook. I would prefer to eat out or bring in. But to relieve the stress and tension, I am cooking up some dynamite meals, something different every single day for the most part. I've just gotten into it. So call me the Black Betty Crocker or whatever you want to call me, or Martha Stewart or whatever. But that has brought out something I never thought I would love to do, but I'm really enjoying it. And that has helped relieve some of my anxiety and tensions over all this and seeing all these people. I'm also doing a lot of writing. I did an editorial today on my page concerning the bodies and people dying in this country needlessly. They didn't need to have to do this if we had acted earlier. But needless to say, here we are now. And these are families, loved ones that we're losing by the tens of thousands. So let's keep everyone in our thoughts and prayers. And again, thanks for great information tonight. But just wanted to share a little bit of what I'm doing to try to keep my own anxiety and stress at a level where I can manage.
Awesome. We thank you so much, Scarlett,
thank
for being
you.
With us and checking us out. Lisa was sharing some awesome, but we want Lisa to come back, if you will. Come back.
Of course I will.
I'll show on Talking Real to You that we have on Monday night. So we invite you to come back if you're available on Monday night. This Monday night coming up, well, we'll say next Monday, how you want to call it. And we can spend some time on the 27th, talking some more about how we're going to address the well-being and emotion in regards to COVID-19. So we invite you now. And that show is scheduled at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? So we want to make sure we invite her. And I'm going to give her some closing remarks, opportunity to close. But I got to give a shout-out to my people on Facebook and on Instagram. And also Blog Talk Radio is the one I can recognize. I have a mask on, like I told you, Lisa, and I have my gloves on. So I'm trying to illustrate this how you should be when you go outside. People on Facebook, Instagram, and on Blog Talk Radio. We have Demetria Besser. She's joining us. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Marvin Lala Smith, good friend of mine. Carol Davis joining us. We also have the Queen Ministress, Lewis. She's our host of Minister Shannon Show that comes on the fourth Thursday. She's checking us out as well. We have Patty Rose, Commissioner Patty Rose. She's joining us as well. We have Brittany McKenzie Smith, which is my biological niece. How you doing, Brittany? Latasha Brown. Thank you, Latasha. Good friend, Karan Missy White. She had a show on earlier working from the home, doing a virtual yoga, Pilates. She was doing that earlier at 6 o'clock. I was checking her out. She was live. Thank you, Missy. I worked with her at Alabama State University. We also, she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod. Thank you so much for joining us as well. We have Gerald Walker Murray. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then on a few shout outs I want to give for Instagram, we have Miss _ Phyllis. And we have Shay _ Boogie. That's Shani Brown. She's joining in all a few people. I see numbers. We got to give a shout out to Brother Mike that called in and shared his thoughts. And also we have Jennifer Edwards, my biological sister, one of my younger sisters. And then a shout out to our marvelous co-host on our Monday night show. And when she want to join any other show, she all right. She knows she all right with me. None other than Scarlett H. Black, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all, for joining us tonight. It's been awesome. But I'm going to let us, given that we got about 5 minutes, we're about 2 or 3 minutes because it's going to shut down at 8:30, 9:30 your time. We're going to let Lisa share her final thoughts.
Okay. Well, Dr. Smith, I wanted to just give a couple different phone numbers out. One is the Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's 1-800-273-8255. The next number I want to give is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's 1-800-950-NAMI. And then the domestic violence, 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. Also, I know down here there's a 211 number. There's mobile crisis. Contact, if you have health insurance, contact your insurance company to see who's a provider on your plan. Some of us, like myself, we do sliding fee scales. Sometimes I do pro bono, depending on the situation. Please make sure that you have the proper resources and support systems in place. You're not alone. Nobody's alone. I tell everybody that. You're not alone. I encourage people reach out if you're not feeling great. And just remember, you know, you are in control of you.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing. You are in control of you. We might not be in control of what's going on around us, but you are in control of yourself.
We thank you so much, Lisa.
What decisions?
And your
thank
decision.
You,
thank you so much. You shared some awesome things. We're going to post these numbers on the Facebook page and put it on social media so you can make a call. We're down about 3 minutes now. It's been awesome tonight, and I do thank you. My hashtag is keep on grinding. The second hashtag is communicate for understanding. That's what we're trying to do. We're going to come back on Monday night and have part two dealing with COVID-19. So be prepared. We're going to talk about some other things. Are we going to re-emphasize some things we had tonight? Because we can't just stop talking about it. You know, I just want you to keep in mind that with your family, if you can't Zoom them, if you can't call them, if you can't FaceTime them, you can't do that. You know, if you can find somebody, IMO or whatever, because I know it was a joy to me to be able to do it with my dad. So I know you want to do it with your family. Check on your family. If you're not, talk with them. Tell them you love them, because that's what it's all about. Because, see, every show we end, I'm going to end it with this, and you may not enjoy it, but you're going to hear from me. And before I do that, we have one other additional person, Elston Turner, Sr., member of Omega, Sci-Fi Fergie Incorporated. Thank you so much, Elston. He's a supporter that's all on him. Now, I always tell everybody as I close my shows out, talking through a mask, but I'm going to tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing we can do about it.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the
best is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother,
what's
your name?